Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you to an original founding member of our Brain Trust coming up on very soon the 15th anniversary of his membership as a founding member of our Brain Trust. Steve Martin is here, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is the founder of an outstanding organization that helps people like you and me to get more profit. He's the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay is his most recent book, and he's here to talk to us about how you and I can do all of that as when we do a better job as a CEO. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always, Steve. One of the things that I've been working really hard on lately, and I'm focusing on it on a regular basis this year, is helping small business owners understand that they need to become better, do a better job as a CEO. Now, they've got all the jobs to do, marketing, accounting, finance, banking, customer care, cash flow, profitability, you know, buying and selling, et cetera, et cetera. They got all those jobs to look at, but those are all management jobs, and they're all important. But other people, they can actually delegate those things to other people eventually, but they can never really delegate the CEO job. And I'm trying to help them understand that that is a job that needs to be done, and they're the ones who have to do it. What do you think?
Correct. Of course, the challenge is what is defining what's a CEO. And,
right. How would you define that?
The core job of a CEO, I think you talked about all the things that everybody has to do, and those are really operations, the day-to-day, just getting the work done. I think CEO is primarily responsible for tomorrow and the day after that, which means they have to be enabling the strategic thinking, strategic development of the company.
Well, that's exactly right. I think that's exactly right. And that's the reason why I like the fact that you differentiated that. You drew that line because you didn't say anything about management. Now, but a CEO of a small business has to also be a manager, right? They're the alpha manager of their business, even though they may have other managers. But that's the thing that I'm trying to get across to them, help them understand. Because you know, Steve, you know this yourself. You're a small business owner. It's not easy to allocate the time and the brain power and the energy to the CEO part of the business. But it has to be done, doesn't it?
It really does, Jim. You know, the world is changing. Surprise, surprise.
Right.
It's been changing forever. And the reality is what works today may not work tomorrow. And it comes down to the CEO being the one who has the buck stops with the CEO in terms of being able to redirect and look for a different course for the company coming to the future.
Right.
Now, he can have people helping him, but he's got to be the one who's going to say, okay, we're going to take a little bit of time from the management and operation of this business today, and we're going to think about tomorrow, and we're going to work on the strategy for developing the new company.
I worked for a company one time. I was an executive, and I went to the boss. I'd been looking at where the company was going. And I could see that 3 years from then, we weren't going to have a product to sell. And I went to him and I said, boss, in 3 years, we're not going to have a product to sell. And he actually said to me, is this going to take me down today? And I said, no. He said, then I've got things that I've got to deal with that are taking me down today. And 3 years later, that business was out of business.
Yep.
He would not leave. He would not get out of his marketing role long enough to look at to take care of a CEO role. And when your employees show up every day, they expect to be able to do work that's viable, not show up where the doors are locked.
Yeah, sustainability is the real challenge.
Good word. I like that word. That's a great word.
Yeah, we see that certainly with the recession, you know, the post-2008 period that we're still in.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is challenging businesses from Main Street to Wall Street.
That's right.
And
absolutely.
Re-infusing sustainability.
Hold on to that thought, Steve. Give us the website, please.
ProfitPro.us.
ProfitPro.us. Going to take a quick break right back with our good friend Steve Martin. We're going to talk some more about the role of sustainability that the CEO has. That's your job, my friends. It's my job, too. We got to get better at it. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.